You such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, that? Bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me. She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. Hey, get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. Hey. Hey. Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. Good evening. Bitch, good night if you're listening at night, okay? Son. I said son like y'all meant. Ladies, honey, ladies. We have to get into some things, shall we? So, as you read the title, honey, the title is entitled The Real Reason Why Gold Diggers Are Winning, okay? And y'all know I don't like, I mean, I own it. People say gold diggers, whatever. I say, hey, fuck it. That's what you want to call it. But I really don't feel like a woman having standards is gold digging. I don't feel like a woman demanding what she want. Women knowing what kind of man she wants, saying I ain't fucking with a broke nigga, okay? Don't mean you a gold digger, but you know broke niggas gonna say what they wanna say, okay? I don't know how we a gold digger. You ain't got no gold, bitch. But okay. But we got to get into some things, okay? Because I watched this clip on Instagram, and I said, let's talk about it, cause this clip had me like, these goofy dumb ass bitches, and that's the thing about. You know, point of views and perception, because everybody's gonna view things differently. But honey, I feel like I'm awake, like I'm woken. You feel me? Like I'm woke, okay? I don't know about these. I said I'm awakened. I feel like I'm woke, okay? I don't know about these bitches. These bitches be living in fairy tale land, okay? These bitches be living in fairy tale land, right? Now, if you're gonna be delusional about some shit that's gonna help you get somewhere. Ooh, hello. If you're gonna be delusional about some shit, make sure it's something that you be delusional about that's gonna help you get somewhere, and you try to manifest it. Okay, don't be delusional about the harsh reality that you need to face. Conversation with a different day. But let's get into today's episode. Let's play this clip, okay?
Me that how a woman could have a BBL and you guys literally go pay for her bills, her rent, her car note, her food, her groceries. But then you get a woman like me that's working, doing all this business by myself, for myself. I don't need you. I want you. And you telling me just to like hold it down, just wait. Baby, you're not future.
No,
I'm not waiting.
I feel like men really want the more shallow women, because the shallow women don't challenge them as much as women like me. You have women that are placeholders and you have women that are game changers. The placeholders in Atlanta, they make it hard for us game changers.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
But yes, did you hear that, honey? She said, she said, placeholders make it hard for game changers. Bitch, ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell a placeholder is making it hard for a game changer. That don't make no sense. On God Green Earth, it makes no sense. Because, hold up. Let's go back to the beginning of She Knows. This is what we got to do. We got to stop being delusional. We got to look at reality, honey. Placeholders are bench warmers. Placeholders who are taking up space, keeping the seat warm for the person that the guy really want to be with. for the game changers, because the guys really get their shit together and want to marry the woman who adds value to their life. That's called a game changer, bitch. The game was one way. Once I stepped the fuck in, I changed that shit, ho. I added value to your life. Your life and increased when I entered that ho, okay? I am an asset, not a liability, okay? That's what a game changer is. No one who is just taking up space, who is irrelevant, who is a bench warmer, who never gets in the game coach, can affect what the fuck a game changer does, okay? If I'm the MVP of the motherfucking basketball team, the Golden Warriors or whatever, I don't know much about basketball. But if I'm a fucking Curry, okay? I'm the MVP of Golden Warriors, and they know every time I get on that motherfucking court, I'm fucking it up, okay? And we got a little Billy who is on Golden Warriors, okay, who's on the team, but he basically sits the damn bench. He don't really do nothing. He don't put in buckets. How, when he gets in the game, how can he make it hard for me? How can he? He don't score buckets. You can't make it hard for me. You really don't exist. I don't see you. You feel me? He can't make it hard for me. The coach ain't going to say, let's put little Billy in and not put motherfucking Curry in. It don't make sense. Even if me and him on the same team, we playing that day. We on the court together and we playing that day together. He finally made it off the bench. He don't distract me. He can't slow me down. He can't get in my way. And he can't outshine me. Point blank, period. So I don't know how a placeholder makes it hard for a game changer. I think bitches don't realize that they're actually the placeholder. You're not the game changer. That's why you're not getting the commitment. That's why you're not getting the man. That's why he's not going all out for you. Because you're the placeholder, bitch. You're not a game changer. You gotta face reality. Sometimes you gotta look at yourself. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror and call a spade, call a thing a thing. Okay? Hey, you might be a game changer for somebody else. But who you're currently talking about, bitch, you're a placeholder. Understand that. Point blank, period. So I wanted to get that out the way. And the woman that I'm playing, she's going to say the same thing. But I wanted to get that out the way. But my main point of playing this clip is because the first girl said, y'all go all out for these women with BBLs. Y'all buy them nice things. Y'all pay their bills, all this stuff. She said, but a regular girl like me that don't ask for anything, that don't need you but want you, you don't do shit for. And haven't we talked about this already? Like, didn't we talk about this in, what was it called? What was it called? Sparta. In Sparta, I think it was, and we talked about girl, let me get the right name of this book, because I don't want to mess y'all up. When I be telling y'all about books, I be telling y'all about books for a reason. But Miss Brownstone Brain is shot. I ain't gonna lie, it's 8 a.m. and I am recording. If you know me, you know I don't even record this early, honey. I be up though. But recording this early, sugar bun, honey bun, you won't catch me doing that shit. Well, I'm lying. You catching me now, honey. You catching me now. All right, let's see. Date Like a Sparta. There we go. Date Like a Sparta is the book I told y'all to read. You can also get it on Audible. It's only 10 hours long. I might go back and listen to it. But in Date Like a Sparta, he talked about this in the beginning of the book. He said there are women who see their friend, or, you know, a coworker who they feel like they're prettier than, they're smarter than this bitch, you feel me? And this girl is getting treated like great, okay? Her man is buying her things. Her man is taking her shopping. Her man is doing things for her. And the other girl's like, well, why can't I get that treatment? Like, I'm pretty. You feel me? Why? I don't even need this nigga. Like, why he can't do it for me? Da, da, da. That's the issue that women have with other women who are getting the things that they can't get. Instead of them asking, hey, teach me the game, ghost, they feel some type of way and just be like, I don't get it. She got a BBL and she got her hand out and she's shallow and she this and she that. But y'all go all out for her. And the girl that don't need anything from you, you don't go all out for me because you don't have your hand out. because you don't ask. See, one thing about gold diggers is they make sure that a man feel needed, and they don't sit up there and brag about how they can do it all on their own, because they know they don't get results when they say, I can do it all on my own. See, y'all love to make it seem like gold diggers or women who expect, I'm going to just say gold diggers because that's the title y'all like to give us. Women who expect the man to do things for them is just automatically broke. Like, we ain't got shit. I'm telling you. You should see my comments, honey. Okay, they just make it seem like we just broke. We ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing going on. Whole time, if I'm on my shit, I should get a guy that's on his shit too. Period, point blank. I don't have to brag about what the fuck I got going on. That's none of your business. You get what I'm saying? Whole time, women who are these so-called gold diggers and who are about a man providing for them and a man, you know, just showing up and showing out for them, they use that same energy in their actual life. So they're not broke. Okay? I learned at a young age, they used to say, treat that nigga like a side hustle. Work that nigga like a side hustle. Women who have that type of mindset, they already know that, hey, I got to be on my shit to attract what I want. Okay? I got to make sure I got my own thing going on. They got their own shit going on. And that's why they don't want to entertain a nigga that ain't on their motherfucking level. Period, point blank. That's why they want to entertain a nigga that ain't on a level, because they got a whole bunch of shit going on. And they have that type of business mindset where they like, anything that's in here needs to result in income. Why do I need a nigga around me who can't add value, who cannot help if things get hard and I got to do it all on my own? Why am I adding more baggage onto me? A business mindset understands that everything around me has its place and everything is a give and take, and understand that some shit is just traditional, is transactional, and it's nothing wrong with that. You feel me? Y'all don't like to think of it that way. Oh, then you're fucking for money. But if we take money out of it, your relationship is still transactional. He makes you feel this way. He gives you this. He treats you this way. And you provide him with X, Y, and Z. You feel me? Every relationship is a give and take. It may not be money. It may not be sex. It may be comfort. But you're getting what the fuck you want. You get what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, I wanted to talk about that because women have this mindset that if they ask for nothing, they receive everything. That is a scam that a broke nigga sold you, okay? That is a dream that a broke nigga sold you and you bought it, bitch. If you ask for nothing, you shall receive nothing. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all thinking niggas is out here watching you do it all on your own and saying, damn, I should help. I should really help her. I'm tired of seeing her do it all. They like, shit, she been doing it this long. I think she got it. She perfectly fine. She A-okay. She don't need me. A nigga will watch you pick up a motherfucking refrigerator and bring it up 3 flights of stairs. And if you don't ask for help, they won't ask you if you need help either. They'll watch you do that shit and be like, damn, babe, you so strong. Now, I'm not saying this is all men, okay? But there's men who, if you don't act like you need help, if you don't say you need help, they won't help. Okay, they won't help, because look what April Mason, shout out to April Mason, she said a long time ago. She said, do not call me a strong, independent woman. I take that as an insult. I can't find a clip, but she was talking, April Mason was talking to somebody a while ago. There was two women sitting at the table, or maybe it was three. I can't, don't quote me, bitch. Okay, don't give me the lying. But they were sitting at the table and they were talking about the strong, independent black woman. And she said, don't call me strong and independent. She said, I take that as an insult, because when you think of something that's strong, you never think of coming to his rescue. She said, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be strong. I can't carry it all. I can't do it all on my own. That's not the case that I'm about to do. She said, it's too much for me. You know, and people back in the day when she said that, because, you know, April Mason is the GOAT, bitch. Okay. She's the original Don Dada. Okay. Back in the day when she said that, everybody was like, what is she talking about? You feel me? But then as time went on, okay, once we started to have the Kevin Samuels and the Shira Sevens of the world, okay, people looked back and said, hold up, April Mason was talking that talk, okay? When people started getting fed up, women started getting fed up of doing it all on their own and being this independent, strong woman, okay, they started to listen to what April Mason was saying. What she's saying was real shit. If somebody sees you as strong, they never come to your rescue. Even if you take relationships out, if you think about friendships, you feel me? When you are the strong friend, everybody comes to you for advice. Everybody comes to you for money. Everybody comes for you for help. But nobody calls and asks you how you doing today. If you okay. Did you need anything? How's your mental health? They get right on your motherfucking phone and start spilling all they goddamn guts out and asking you to help stitch them and put them together. But nobody asks.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This is how you stitch and put yourself together every motherfucking day. Because you come off as strong. You come off as strong, so you don't need me. You don't need me to ask. I know there's nothing wrong with you, girl, because you got all the answers, bitch. You got all the answers, bitch. You fine. You perfectly fine. You got this, girl. Bitch, you doing a good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. Okay? But yeah, so you can't think that somebody's going to see you doing it all on their own and just say, oh, I want to help her today. And it's crazy because my coworker, and I think I talked about this in my podcast, but if I haven't, bitch, we're going to talk about it again. Okay. I had a coworker who I used to work with, and, we're going to call her, what are we going to call her? I want to call her, Cinnamon, okay? I had a coworker named Cinnamon, all right? And I had a coworker named, we're going to call him David, okay? So Cinnamon and David are my two coworkers. Now, me and David, we used to sit next to each other all the time. David was a sweet guy. People used to overlook David because he was kind of nerdy. He was quiet. He was to himself or whatever. And, you know, whatnot. He wasn't as rowdy as everybody else. But David was cool as shit. And David took a liking to me. So when I worked at the job, you know how everybody got their little work husband and shit. David was my work husband, honey. And the main reason why I made David my work husband because I needed help at work. I didn't want to go through all the paperwork. I felt like David gonna help me get my work done, bitch. Okay. He gonna make sure I get out of here on time. If my car break down, David gonna take me home. If he need to take me to work, he gonna take me to work. If I need gas money, he gonna get it. Okay, sometimes you gotta get alliances, bitch. You gotta meet up with people at work and you gotta say, okay, he like me. Well, let me use this to my benefit. Okay. I liked me some Davids though. He was a cool dude, but I'm just saying Davis was basically that guy for me. He was a work husband, okay? So me and Davis was sharing a desk together because he just liked me so much. So he would want to share his desk with me. He would want to sit next to me all the time. And I didn't mind because, hey, he ain't bothering me. Half of the time, he saved me, you know, at the job. So why not? So me and Davis would share our desk together. And Cinnamon sat next to us. Cinnamon sat on the, let's say, the left side of me, okay? So one day, Cinnamon comes out and says, how do you get David to buy you lunch all the time? Because David will buy me lunch all the time, bitch. If I ran out of gas, David will give me his credit card and say, hey, use the credit card to get you some gas. Bring it back tomorrow or whatever else you need to go get on the credit card. Hey, get it. Bring it back. Okay. I mean, bitch, I could buy groceries, whatever. He ain't give a fuck. Okay. It's times where I would be on vacation, not at work. I'm in Miami. David, like, look, I'm going to send you some money so you can get whatever you need at Miami. Bitch, I'd be in the club with my friends. I'm about to leave work and I'm telling David, yeah, we going to the club tonight. We want to pop bottles. Huh, here's some money. You can pop the bottles, bitch. That's the type of man David was, okay? And I ain't had no problem with that because that's my kind of man, okay, bitch? Look, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. It didn't even gotta be about him making money, bitch. We was making the same amount of money. It's the fact that he was sharing the money, okay? It don't matter how much money a nigga make if you can't get any of that shit, okay? He was very generous, okay? And I like that for him. Okay? Shit, I love that for me too, bitch, okay? But anyways, so she was sitting next to us and Cinnamon says, how do you always get David to buy you lunch? And I was like, because I need lunch. And she was just like, huh? She was like, I just don't get it. Like, every day I come to work and I make my own lunch and, you know, I cook dinner ahead of time and stuff like that. And no man here has offered to buy me lunch. No man has ever said, hey, you know what, Cinnamon? I see you cook lunch for yourself every day. Let me spoil you to the food truck that's outside. Let me give you some lunch, Cinnamon, so you don't have to, you know, cook all the time, or you could save that for later for extra for dinner. I don't fucking know what she was talking about. I can't remember the words. But she said, men always see me come in here and bring lunch and no one ever offers to treat me. And I looked at her and I said, bitch, that's why. And she said, what you mean that's why? I said, because you always come in here with lunch. The fuck? Why would I offer something that you already got? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, this is just the way I think, and this is something that I noticed too, okay? But why would I offer something that you already got? And she was just looking at me like I was confused. She's like, but why would he want to, like, lift the load up? What the, bitch, what? Nigga, you sound crazy. That's not how men operate, okay? Men want to feel needed, okay? Wanted is cute, okay? We know all y'all want a nigga, okay? But do you need a nigga, okay? How many of y'all admit that you need a man? Okay, this is a conversation for a different day because you ain't going to admit that shit. Not once, not twice, not three times in the motherfucking world, bitch. Blink twice. If you need help, y'all bitches will be staring mad hard. You're damn near about to die. Y'all won't even blink, bitch. I'll be over that bitch blinking like I'm having a seizure. And guess what? I'm going to get help. Y'all going to be trying to look strong and shit, not blinking and shit. This ain't going to walk right past. Well, I guess I'm going to go to Vicky then because Miss Brownstone said she need help. This bitch, she said she don't need help, so she going to die in the fire. Me? Please, bitch. Hello, how you doing? Okay. Anyways, so she couldn't wrap her mind around it. So I said, listen, if you come in here with lunch every day, no man is going to say to himself, oh, she comes with lunch every day. Let me spend my money, my hard-earned money, to give her something else, another option when she got lunch. That's wasting his fucking money. Now, if you come in here and you have no lunch, okay, and you sit here saying how you're hungry, and how you can't wait till lunchtime. Even if you say, I can't wait till lunchtime. I really would like something to eat. I can't wait. You don't have no lunch with you, right? You're like, I can't wait till lunchtime. I really like something to eat. I could really do some meatballs or some shit. The man gonna overhear it if he like you and say, oh, where you wanna go for lunch? My treat. It happens all the time. You know how many men at that damn job besides Davis that used to take me out for lunch or pay for my lunch? Or say, hey, text me when you get there and I'm going to cash app you. Well, I used to go to the damn Olive Garden on my lunch break, bitch. And I used to get tipsy as hell. I know y'all like, how the fuck you get tipsy from Olive Garden? Bitch, if you get 2 sangrias and a margarita, you'll be nice. If you get 2 sangrias and a margarita, bitch, you'll be nice, okay? I used to go to Olive Garden on my lunch break, bitch, and have a full course meal, ho. With 3 drinks and never paid. And never paid, okay? Never. Never paid, bitch. Okay? So, yeah, I know how to get what I want, okay? And that's the problem. So, I'm like, why don't you try that? If you try that, then a man will offer you some lunch. He'll say, damn, she keep talking about lunch. If he like you, this is a perfect opportunity for me to go on lunch with this person and spend some time with her. Or you could be talking about how the fuck you hungry. Damn, I'm hungry and I forgot to bring my lunch. I just want this day to be over so I can go home and eat dinner. And that's when he gonna say, oh, well, there's a food truck outside. Would you like me to buy you some tacos? It don't even have to be a man that like you. It could just be just a guy that want to help because men love to help women. That's what they love to do. Men love to help women, provide in all types of way. Girl, she used to make comments at the job like, you know, you don't do your work. Davis do all your work for you. No, bitch, I do my work. But if Davis see me sitting here and I seem stressed out or I need a break, or he just say, well, can I help? I'm going to say, yes, you can help, Davis. Thank you. Can you help me with this? What the fuck? Y'all saying he do my work for me? No, bitch, I got myself here. I did my work. But there's nothing wrong with a helping hand, okay? So these are the reasons why gold diggers are winning, all right? So I just thought it was interesting that a lot of women have this mindset of thinking that if I ask for nothing, I'll get the world. No, bitch, I told y'all before and she knows, when you ask for nothing, you get nothing. What costs you nothing shall cost you nothing, bitch. But when you demand what you want, you don't have to be bossy about it, but when you let it be known what you want, okay? When you act like you need help or let it be known that you need help, just asking for shit will get you way farther. Even suggesting, saying, hey, you know, it'd be nice if that gets you farther. But women that act like they got it all figured out, that don't get you nowhere, okay? Acting spoiled, you acting like it's your norm, that'll get you everything too. But doing it all on your own, bitch, that don't get you nowhere, okay? So I want to play the rest of the clip of what the other girl had to say, okay, because she had a different intake on it. We had the same points, but she had a different intake on it. And then we're going to get to the list that I made of how gold diggers are winning. And then I'm going to get you on out of here, girl. Then we're going to wrap this on up, honey. We're going to wrap this on up because it's early. Too early for me, honey, okay? Too early for me. All right. So let's get into the clip of what this girl had to say. Okay.
Baby, you are not future. No. I'm not waiting.
I don't like the fact she said, you are not future. I'm not waiting. You going to wait on a nigga that got 8 kids? You a goofy too. That's the problem with y'all. Y'all waiting for a rich future. Future's the worst man to wait on, bitch. He going to make you baby mama number 10. Let's hear what this lady had to say.
Us game changers. They think they're better. And I mean, I'm laughing, but there's nothing funny about this mindset. Ladies, you can have a thriving business. You can brag till the cows come home about how much you bring to the table. But none of this is going to make a man who doesn't want you, want you. Ladies, please, for the love of God, stop worrying about the opinions, likes and dislikes of men who have shown you they don't like you. And once you've done that, stop buying into the belief system that tells you that your worth as a woman is all tied up in how hard you can work. Last point, and then I'm out. A placeholder can never make anything difficult for a game changer. The problem is you're trying to be a game changer to men who see you as a placeholder. Ladies, we need to get our self-esteem game up.
Shit. She said we need to get our self-esteem up. And you know what? And that's the part I was trying to get into. We were going to get into that too. But yes, this does has a lot to do with self-esteem, because that's the reason why you don't require shit, you don't ask for shit, you don't demand shit, because you don't think you worth shit. And, or, like, let's just be honest. You don't require shit, you don't ask for shit, because you don't think you worth shit, okay? Let's call a spade, let's call a thing over here, all right? And that's just what it is, okay? But I do like the part that, that's why I wanted to play her clip, because she had a different intake on it. But I like the part when she said, y'all think y'all better. These women that be doing it all on their own, they really do think they better. And then you just go ahead and you get cheated on for the bitch that he had to do nothing for. You feel me? These women that be all like, oh, I got my own place, I got this, I got that. And don't get me wrong, I have my moments too. Like when a nigga be trying to, or a person try to, okay, Miss Brown, so let you know real quick, like, bitch, let me tell you something. I don't need you. I made you feel like I needed you, bitch, but I don't. Okay? Okay, making a person feel like you need them and needing them are two separate things. Let's talk about it, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, I need a man. But financially, I don't need a man because I've been doing it on my own. That's called being a adult. That's called adulting. Even though it's a ghetto as fuck, I gets it done, bitch, okay? So I didn't need you in that department, but I just knew how to make you feel like I needed you in that department, okay? Sometimes you got to flex on a nigga when a nigga get out of line, but that's a conversation for a different depth. Okay, but yeah, they do think that they're better. They brag about how they got this, they got that, they got this business, they doing this, but I don't need nigga for shit. And then you end up getting used, and if you don't get used, you end up getting cheated on, and he going all out of his way for a bitch like me that didn't do shit for him and didn't brag about it. Bitch, a bitch like me, you feel me, who getting everything. You like, damn, how this bitch come in and get everything? And I got nothing. And I've been showing. Bitch, blasey, blasey. Go listen to She Knows what She Knows her worth, bitch, because you don't know yours, ho. Hello, how you doing? Okay. But yeah, they do think that they're better. And the thing is, and I tell y'all all the time, and I had talked about this on my YouTube channel, a woman's worth is not tied to her finances. A woman's worth is not tied to how hard you work. If you can be a mule. That's not what your worth is tied to, bitch. But if you want to make yourself think that, hey, cool, what's going to happen is you're going to attract a user. You're going to attract, since you're so independent, you're going to attract somebody that's dependent. Since you're so masculine, you're going to attract a man that's feminine as fuck. And he's going to use you. Being sassy and all, with his hand out, sashaying around, asking you for the fucking money. And next, can he drive your car? Okay? Using your car to go see a bitch like me. Using your money to give it to a bitch like me. Be careful. Okay? We gotta be smart. We gotta be wiser. All right, so let's get into the list that I made on why gold diggers are winning, honey. Okay? I wrote down 5 reasons why gold diggers are winning. Okay? Number one. They challenge a man because he knows he gotta have his shit together to deal with her. Right? And that's the goal. I mean, that is a goal, but that's the number one reason too. These women were saying, and one of the first girls saying, oh, I don't think they like a challenge. When you are yelling at somebody and saying, you need to get on your shit and da da da, and look, I'm bossed up, da da da, insulting him to challenge up, making him feel belittled, or using your money to control him or shit on him, that's not challenging a man. Challenging a man is when he sees how you carry yourself, he sees what you are used to, and he looking at you like, damn, I would like to date her, But I could look at her resume, bitch. I could look at her resume, bitch. I could look at her list of references that she dated before me and know that this bitch ain't fucking with no regular degula. Okay? I know that if I want this bitch, I gotta get on my shit. Okay? I gotta get on my shit. That's why these men be going and being with a different woman after they done used you up and went 50-50 with you. Because the woman they really want, they know that they gotta have their shit together to get that woman. Okay? They know that. All right? You know that. Do you? No, you don't. But yeah, so they challenge a man because the man is looking like, damn, I want her, but I'm not where I need to be. I can't expect myself to be able to have access to this type of woman with her beauty, because money, I tell y'all, money equates to beauty at times, okay? But shit, most of the time, look at Madam Monroe. With her beauty that she has, the way she carries herself, her femininity, and, you know, just maybe even just being the car she drives, type of money she got, where she live at, I know that it's no way I can get access to this bitch, so I gotta level up. See, men are not delusional as some women. See, some of y'all women think that y'all could be living in Georgia King Village. Y'all could be living in the projects of fucking the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Newark, New Jersey, or Baltimore, and think that y'all could go ahead and get you a six-figure nigga. You will never be in the same lane as that man. You will never run into him. Y'all not even in the same tax bracket. Y'all don't even go to the same place. You gotta boss you up so you could attract that type of man, okay? You gotta boss you up so you could be around that type of guy, okay? You can't be eating 5 cheeseburgers, never walking, and expect to attract the man that's fit. Don't let that go over your head. Become who you want to attract, okay? Be equally yoked. And men understand that. Men know, I got to get on my shit to get this type of woman, or it ain't going to happen, Captain, okay? Next, people respect people who respect themselves and think highly of themselves. That's one thing about gold diggers, as they would say. You know, and that's why the lady said we have to get our self-esteem up, all right? When you have high self-esteem, when you think highly of yourself, when you respect yourself, you ain't gonna let a nigga in your presence that can't help you. You ain't gonna have a man in your presence that can't add value. You're not gonna entertain rubbish, okay? When you think highly of yourself. So men respect those type of women. Women who have that type of way of saying, no, I know I deserve this. I know I'm worth this. They respect them. And that's why gold diggers are winning. Because they're seeing that woman like, damn. She loves herself enough that she wouldn't even set herself up to date the man-mans and day-days that got dust coming out their pocket. You get what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. Would you, and this is what I tell, when men say shit like, oh, she a gold digger, or, oh, you supposed to date a man for love, da da da. If you had a daughter, would you want your daughter, being honest, would you want your daughter to marry a man or to be with a man that she's going to struggle with? Would you want that for your daughter? Or would you want your daughter with a man that is financially stable? Right? Okay, then. Period, point blank. Conversation done. Next. They make a man feel needed. We already touched on that. Next, they invest in themselves. And this goes back down to having self-esteem, to knowing your worth, to respecting yourself. When you respect yourself, when you know your worth, when you love on yourself, you always take self-care very important. And you always trying to elevate. You always investing in yourself. Not just financially, but emotionally. Shit, you might be sitting on somebody's couch right now, bitch. And everybody else might be thinking you crazy, but you took the time to what? Invest in yourself and your mental health, okay? Meditating, yoga, BBLs, hitting the gym. That's all investing in yourself. Making sure that your health is good. Making sure that you look good. Lip fillers. Making sure your hair is always done. You know, reading books, that's all investing in yourself, okay? They invest in themselves. When people see you invest in yourself, when people see you bet on you and put the all into you, they know she loves herself. And people treat you how you treat yourself. So if you want to be spoiled rotten, bitch, you got to spoil yourself, okay? So investing in yourself is another way of spoiling yourself and showing that you care, showing that you love yourself. And that attracts people because those people say, hey, she must be something because look how she carries herself, okay? And also, they invest in themselves with their looks and mentally and you know, all that stuff. That attracts men because men are what? Visual creatures, okay? men are visual creatures. They're going to be more attracted to the woman that's fit or the woman with the BBL than a sloppy bitch with the poopa hanging over her pussy. And there's nothing wrong with a little fupa, bitch. But if you can't see, you need to work on that, okay? Conversation for a different day. But that's what happens. And those women that invest in their stuff, they're more confident. And we tell you all the time that confidence attracts the people that you really want. And confidence is what makes you attractive. Confidence makes you attractive. I don't give a fuck if you're 300 pounds. If you walk every day, bitch, whether you ain't losing the weight fast or not, if you walk every day, you're going to feel better. You're going to be more confident because you know that you're putting in the effort. You're putting in the work to change. And somebody going to see you walking down the street and say, damn, that's a bad bitch. And it ain't have to do nothing with the pounds that you lost. It had to do all with your self-esteem at that point and your confidence. Because you working out made you feel more confident. You cannot tell me that it doesn't make you feel better about yourself. I know it feels better about myself, okay, after I work out. And it's been proven. It's been proven, scientifically proven, that when you work out, it helps you in every department of your fucking life. That's a conversation for a different day. Okay. Last that I wanted to put, they are more at peace because they don't have to indulge in the hustling culture. Okay. They are more at peace because they don't have to engage in the hustle culture. And the reason why I'm saying that is because these women that you call gold diggers, okay, they have this model that they're going to work a nigga like a side hustle. They understand that everything that comes to their life has a purpose. Everything is give and take. And they not entertaining shit that ain't going to bring them up some motherfucking money, okay? They about their money, bitch, okay? So they about their money in a way where it's like passive income. They let their money work for them. Because they let everything that's in their life, they understand it has a purpose, right? So when you have a man that is providing for you, you don't have to hustle but so much. You don't have to be sitting up here, oh my God, I got to clock in, I got to do this. If I don't make this money, how am I going to pay for the rent? I got to have my other half. Those women don't have that problem because they know that their man got them. Okay, those women also don't have that problem because they know they have other ways of income. They know that everything that's in my motherfucking face is bringing me some type of financial gain. Okay. So they don't have to indulge in the hustle culture so much because they have help, all right? They have help and they have set themselves up very well. See, the girl that was on the podcast that was talking, she looked like she's struggling, okay? She don't look happy. If you looked at the way she looked dried up and dusty, okay? And that's because she's indulging in that hulture. Why do I keep wanting to say hulture? She's indulging in the hustle culture. When you are really out here getting it, you in hustle mode, you in grind mode, bitch, you are focused, like really, really focused to the point that you ever hustle so much that you can't make it to the nail salon. You got all this money, but you ain't even got time to spend it. That's what she looked like. She hustled so much that she couldn't make it to the hair salon. She hustled so much that she couldn't make it to the nail salon. She hustled so much that she couldn't make it to get a massage. You feel me? She don't have no free time, no time to love on herself, no extra time to love us because she hustling so fucking much. I know she work a 12-hour shift in the warehouse. I know she do. She look like she do. I'm sorry, but yeah, no shade, just facts. But yeah, they're more at peace because they don't have to hustle and bustle so hard because they have help, okay? And they know how to, you know, make everything work for them, all right? So those are the reasons that I listed why gold diggers are winning, okay? Hopefully y'all learned something, all right? If not, I don't know what to tell you. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. As always, ladies, keep it clatchy. Ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors. Next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes balling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gonna keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl. Go